glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, November 19th, 2018. It's Turkey Week.
I'm not ready. Thanksgiving
this Thursday. Oh, I'm so ready.
I'm ready to eat, but I'm not ready to make the food.
Yeah. Oh, it's my favorite week. In fact, yesterday at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Muhammad, part of their post-Sunday morning service, they had turkey dinner. And
Oh, nice.
It was so wonderful. So
nice.
My favorite meal of the year. So I got to enjoy that. And this Thursday, I'm invited over to Jim and Nancy Miller's home. She's the best cook, Nancy Miller. It doesn't matter whether it's her apple pie or some kind of casserole or any kind of dish I've ever had there. Even things that I wouldn't naturally maybe like a zucchini something or this kind of pizza. And I'm like, what? And it's tasty.
Oh, go Nancy.
And so, with Holly out of town, Holly and Esther, I kind of invited myself over.
Did you now?
After the conversational English class, I kind of was like, hi, Nancy.
Funny.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, by the way, what are you doing on Thanksgiving? No, she asked me.
Did you sound plaintive like that?
Yeah. I had that forlorn face like, oh, Mark, is anything up? Oh, well, Holly's leaving town. No, I kind of wasn't even going to initiate. But she's had me over many a holiday.
Yeah,
so.
It's green bean casserole time.
Well, I'm very, very excited to share a special guest that we have in the studio with us. This is a dear friend, her and her husband. I guess I've known you guys. How long have you been in the United States?
More than 4 years.
4 years. So how long have you known Holly? Has it been all 4 years?
Yeah, I think 4 years.
Time rushes
sure
on.
Flies. Well, there's two special reasons I'd like to introduce you to. Well, we know her as Wing, her American name, but Tian Ying Lu. Tian Ying Lu.
Yeah, correct.
And her husband's American name is Terrence. In fact, these two, when we've been to Israel or been out of town, they've either looked after Beamer. Beamer considers them surrogate parents. And they've watched over our house and stayed there, watched over Esther when we've traveled.
We love all the pets.
Yeah.
And we love all of you.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Wing and Terrence, just dear, dear friends. And so I want to share with all of our radio listening family for two reasons. She wrote a story or provided content in this month's edition of the Prime Life Times under the lifestyle section. It's called Social Media, Another Perspective. And she wrote that.
Yeah.
And so we're excited to have her read that story.
Thank you.
And then I told her I had a few things up my sleeve, and she said, well, what idiom is that? What do you mean by that? And I said, well, a couple of little surprises. And I explained how, like, a magician has things up his sleeves. And she goes, okay, I understand. So what are you going to say or what are you going to ask me? I said, probably to have you share some of your faith journey, because I've watched you grow and come to know Christ.
And help me a lot.
And flourish, well, Holly and others. But I remember seeing you in the Alpha classes. And then a few weeks back, you and I kind of co-taught one evening. And I loved it because the preponderance of those that were there that night were either Chinese and I think a couple from South Korea. Mm-hmm. But you got to answer and share a personal perspective to some of the Chinese. And I think most of them were all just seekers or interested in knowing more about God. And you got to share, this is my third time through Alpha, and I'm still learning things. And the first time I went through it, I didn't come to Christ. I had an openness to entertain the idea there was a God. So anyways, we'll have you share some of your faith journey, because I think it'll be encouragement for our listeners as they pray for internationals, as they get to interact with people from different parts of the world, as they befriend their neighbor or their student or somebody. And you can talk a little about your experience with meeting Christians and and seeing the difference in them and then how God used all that. So we're going to have you read your story. Marianne and Rob and others were saying, we got to have her in. This will be fun. And I know, Marianne, your goal and desire and passion has always been to have a variety of authors, content contributors, different people, so we could gain a greater perspective. So
Definitely.
It wasn't just a bunch of white men writing stories or whatever.
Well, it's not
men
just
and
about
women.
White men, because I'm not a man.
No. And,
so let's just get some things straight here.
Get it on the table.
And but yes, lots of diversity, lots of perspectives. That's what we want.
Yeah, and yeah. So Wing's been attending the conversational English classes and has been a super help to Holly. In fact, now not just a help to Holly. Holly sometimes follows your lead. I know you're orchestrating a big celebration for the Chinese at the church, and you're doing a number of different things. You're part of the translation team. You're overseeing that and helping in a lot of variety of ways.
How did you get the picture? I'm always the helper of Holly.
Yeah, but Holly's been telling me that you're taking the lead now in this Christmas party, the celebration. You're doing some various facets of things that she used to do, and so she's really happy and pleased. So thank you on behalf of the Burns family. And so you submitted an article. I guess you'd call it an article, a story,
content. Yeah.
And it was something that you had some insights into. And so why did you pick this topic? Did you assign the topic to her?
I did not. Okay. I think you wrote it with Rob in a class?
Yes, in a class. It's one of my homework, assignment.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about persuasive article, and I think what would be an interesting topic. And I searched online, and some topics come out, for example, whether we should wear a uniform. That's one of the topics that I like, because when I was young, I always enjoy wearing uniform. So that I don't need to worry about what outfit I should wear
today. Sure, sure. Yeah, kind of simplifies things. You wake up, and this is what I put on.
Right.
Sometimes, like with men, I used to work in a warehouse, and we had a set, six of these shirts with my name Mark on it. They were like blue denim and blue pants. And
all the same.
Just wake up.
Well, you kind of have a uniform
on.
Now. I mean, this work shirt you wear quite a bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's your uniform. Very
yeah,
right.
I have like my six radio shirts,
that's right.
My six Israel shirts, and my six singing men shirts.
So Mark's familiar with the uniform idea.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's neat.
Yeah, and I think the uniform story is about my childhood or when I was young. So I think I need to write something new. About several years ago, I still using the traditional approaches to communicate with my families and friends. And after I come here, I think I have to change because we are so apart from each other, my friends and my family.
Far away.
Yeah. And social media can help me to contact them anytime, anywhere, and for free.
Right.
Yeah, and most of my friends and family, they use social media. So that's the one of the reasons that I have to use it. Otherwise, I can't connect with them closely.
Sure. And the story that you wrote, it was part of an assignment. Rob Seidenberg was overseeing the advanced conversational English class. And with Rob's oversight, he would challenge you all to go home and write different stories and submit different things. And then he'd grade papers. So it turned into a kind of a rigorous. It wasn't just, I mean, there was homework, there was work, there were assignments.
Yeah. I think it wasn't really conversational as much as a writing class, wasn't it?
Yes. Actually, Rob teaches us so many things. Actually, he's so amazing. He knows everything in the world.
We've gotten that straight here already.
Yeah, we've talked about
Rob. Weeks ago. But for yet another person, go ahead.
Whenever a question comes out, even though it's not about the English language, no matter what it is, I just ask Rob. And he can provide me the answers.
Listening, Rob.
Yeah, he's got information on every topic. You name it. He has a thought or an opinion or insight.
That's funny.
Then he'll always tell you the root words behind everything.
Yeah. That's great, Wayne. That's great.
Okay, so you have an article, you've written it, and I want to have a little time for your faith journey. So this is titled Social Media,
Another perspective.
All right.
Okay.
No matter whether you are against the use of social media or you support it, you have to admit we can't exclude social media from our lives. AJ Agravo, CEO and co-founder of Alumnify, an alumni engagement organization, wrote in a recent Forbes article, "Social media is one of the best ways to stay informed. We are living in an information age. Keeping informed is one of the most important things to promote our relationships with others, to increase our quality of life, and to secure our careers. Social media helps people improve their relationships and make new friends." Several years ago, I was not a fan of social media. When almost 60% of my friends were obsessed with WeChat, the most popular form of social media in China.
Okay, let me just jump in there because somebody listening, like WeChat, now obviously it's very common in China. What I tell American friends, it's like Facebook on steroids. With WeChat, you can do so much more than what we can do on Facebook, and you can have subgroups and lots of conversation. And with WeChat, you can even...
I call it it's the combination of the Facebook, Instagram, and PayPal, and anything. What else?
Mm-hmm. And you can do even conversations or phone calls.
Yeah,
and
phone calls.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah. FaceTime.
Yeah. FaceTime, yeah. So their WeChat is a hybrid of Facebook on steroids, if you will. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, I just wanted to clarify that.
Okay. WeChat, the most popular form of social media in China. I still insisted on using my traditional approaches, such as texting or making a phone call to communicate with everybody. And I have been asked many times why I didn't use WeChat. After I came to the United States, I changed my mind and decided to dive into the social media world to stay connected with my distant family and friends. I can make voice calls, make video calls, or send messages to them at any time from anywhere, for free, so long as there is internet. I can share photos, music, internet links, and more. Meanwhile, I can receive their messages and add comments and express my appreciation. We keep each other posted with WeChat updates. It's such a good feeling staying close when you are almost 8,000 miles apart. I also signed up for Facebook and Instagram to keep in touch with new friends we have made here in the United States. That helps us reduce the outsider feeling and learn more about the local culture. Social media helps seniors feel more connected to society. According to a Chinese senior citizens social media research study, the 50 and older age group is one of the fastest growing demographic groups on social media sites. In 2017, this group represented 10.6% of all social media users in China. Seniors report feeling happier because of online contact with family and friends, with an average of 104 WeChat contacts per person. Also, 72.8% of senior social media users access information about travel, public health, events, and sales through official WeChat accounts. Corporations and small businesses also use social media to benefit themselves and their consumers. Research shows that 85% of fans of brands on Facebook recommend those brands to others, and 71% of internet users are more likely to purchase a brand they follow on social media. Almost 90% of big companies using social media have reported at least one measurable business benefit. In 2015, 98% of Fortune 500 companies used social media. Among these corporations, the most popular sites were LinkedIn, used by 93% of companies, Glassdoor, 87%, Twitter, 78%, Facebook, 74%, and YouTube, 64%. Benefits to the consumer often include special promotions, product information, technical support, and customer service. Social media enable people from all over the world to foster and maintain relationships, reaching across the distant barrier. Using social media helps us better connect to the world. Seniors, too, can gain the confidence of connecting to society without feeling left behind. It's one of the best outlets for reaching the minds of other people and to make a difference in our careers. We should embrace the idea of using social media to make our society a better place.
Nice.
And then the byline, Wing Lu was born in China's
Guangdong
province and moved to Hong Kong when she was 16. She earned her bachelor's in French at Sun Yat-sen University. Okay, we're learning there. And her master's in Chinese language and literature at Hong Kong Polytechnic University. She's lived in the United States since August of 2014, and we've had the privilege privilege, Holly and I, of knowing you and your husband Terrence these last 4 years. And oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
Well, Rob asked you to write a persuasive article. This is very persuasive. You make a good case, Wink.
And what's neat about it is you weren't desiring to be high-tech and learning all these. You wanted to do the old-fashioned way, using the phone call or writing or talking, and yet you saw the wisdom, and now you can keep those close connections. And I'm just thinking, I'm sharing that, Marianne, because there's some older, maybe, listeners that are like, oh, I'm not going to do texting, and I don't want to do this, and yet the seniors that have explored it and started using it love it and do it often, and it's like are amazed they can connect with their grandkids and see all the pictures and stay up to date on things.
I know Nancy Brain was talking about that in an article she wrote. She's like, get off your high horse and get down there and talk to your grandkids. They're on it.
Yeah, right. So, oh, well, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we have a few more minutes, and this is really what I want to talk about. I mean, I appreciate the article. I appreciate you spending the time.
Now the card from your sleeve has come out.
Yeah, the card. So what's up my sleeve is tell us a little of that faith journey. You've been in the United States these 4 years. When you were in China, did you have an awareness that there was a God that loved you? Was it something that you thought often about, or did a lot of that happen once you got here to the United States?
Mm-hmm. Actually, these 4 years in the United States are so important to me. Mm-hmm. Actually, before I came here, I already know there is a God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your God. From my perspective at that time, it's none
of my
business.
So like an American
business.
God.
Yes,
okay,
American God. Yeah, and, you know, even though in China, we have many gods. Yeah, different gods manage different things. This system, just like the government system.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, some god control the rain, some god control the wind. Yeah, they have different power.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jesus, but just like a man in a history, and I don't know much about what God do to Israel or to the Western world.
So you weren't very familiar with the biblical narrative. You knew there was this historical figure, Jesus.
Yes.
Maybe a great prophet or a great man.
Everything just a rough idea.
Okay.
Rough concept. And after I came here, and with the help of Holly, and many people ask me, how do I know God? And I say, because I have a very faithful Christian friend. And then help me a lot. That is Holly.
Oh, now I'm remembering the first time I met you, I think we had this 17-year or 18-year-old, and I didn't know anything about Wing, and I was thinking she was about 18 or 19. Like, remember? That was one of the first times, right? Where I thought you were so young, and I thought maybe we could set her up. I didn't know she was married at the time with this other young guy. And she goes, like, no, he's like 15, 10 years younger than me.
Terrence wouldn't be happy.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. So I remember that. The first time I met you, I thought, wow, she's really young. But you're in your late 20s, 30s? How old are you now?
At the time, I was 28 years old.
28 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're in your early 30s now.
Yes.
Okay. So you met some Christians. You met Holly. You started coming to church.
Mm-hmm.
You attended some of those Alpha courses, which gives an overview of some of the Christian principles, why you can trust the Bible, who is Jesus, who is God.
Mm-hmm.
And so were you searching? What was maybe a turning point?
Just like I told you the story, I've been three Alpha course.
Mm-hmm.
And at the first Alpha course, I didn't come to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I just start to wonder what's the truth about the Bible. Because before the Alpha course, Bible just like a history book for me. For me. And I start to read more about Bible. And then from the second Alpha course, I start to believe in Jesus. And in 2016, I became a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I baptized. And I started to involve in more ministry.
Yeah, and I think during that time, Helen was holding like a Bible study. I think you were attending that, and weren't you attending some other Bible studies either with Holly or Helen or some other groups?
Yes. I've attended a Chinese Bible study group and American Bible study group. Yeah, I try my best to know more about God through ministry and through Bible study. Yeah,
and I think you attended a couple conferences. I'm kind of telling some of your story, too, but I'm thinking all the different ways I've seen you searching, reading the Bible, learning to pray, and having some personal prayers answered, or at least feeling more at peace over certain things.
Yes. And I have the infertility problem. Mm-hmm. And before knowing God, I always feel very anxious.
Mm-hmm. Anxious?
Anxious, yeah, anxious whether I have a chance to be a mother. But after I came to Christ, and I really relieved. I don't know how it happened. I think just that Jesus do something, put mm-hmm. the peace in my heart mm-hmm. and in my mind, and I just relieve, and I think everything will be all right because mm-hmm. Jesus have the best plan for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I remember part of your testimony before you got baptized, mm-hmm. sharing some of your faith journey and, you know, how God became more and more real. And as you read the scripture, it not only started making more sense, but you saw the power behind it, that Jesus was God, mm-hmm. that he offered you salvation, and you gladly accepted that to follow him as Lord.
Yes, yes. I don't know, it's just amazing. I think I change. I renew. Mm-hmm. I'm a new wing now.
And in case somebody just tuned in, that's her American name, yeah, Wing. So when yeah. she says she's a new wing, that's like a new person in Christ. And,
yes, yes.
And you have a joy about you. You have a peace. You're in the midst, you and your husband, you know, praying up your future and how God would lead. Mm-hmm. I know you've been very active in the church, in the translation team. What's unique about the Madison Avenue Free Methodist Church is there are number of Chinese that attend. I don't know, they have like 15 different sets of headphones. Mm. So Wing or the team or Holly, they'll translate Pastor Herb's message.
That's great.
And then as he's preaching, they will read it and recite it. So you sit sometimes at that station or Holly or others and then speak it so that the other members that want to have the headphones and listen can hear mm-hmm. it in Mandarin. And
that's
hear
great.
It. And so, yeah, you're very wanting to serve and grow. Super help meets support of her husband, who's a PhD candidate, and you've been assisting him, helping him, and busy about the Lord's work, as we say.
You're very inspiring, Wing.
Thank you.
Say your name again.
You mean Chinese
yes,
name?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Qian Ying Lu. Lu is my last name, and Qian Ying is my first name.
You're very inspiring, Qian Ying.
Qian Ying, yeah.
And thank you for coming and being a part. I know you were a little self-conscious. I'd do a disclaimer. Wing's a little sensitive about her English. You did great.
Oh, my goodness.
You read fine. Everyone can understand. You gave God the glory, and he'll bless you through that. And we'll continue to pray up you and Terrence and how he leads and, you know, whatever he has in store for you in the future. And thanks for coming in and writing a great story. And we look for some other submissions in the days ahead.
That'd be great.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Well, get your November edition of the Prime Life Times while they're still available at over 200 area locations. In fact, this last week I got it in the Fisher Casey's
yes,
in
you did.
Fisher, Illinois. So
got
if
that text.
You go in there, say hi to Debbie. She's the manager, and thank her for allowing you to have access to the Prime Life Times
she's,
right there.
She's not going to know what to think. All these people wandering in go, where's Debbie?
Well, she knew Daryl. She knew Pete Springer.
Oh, goodness.
She's a neighbor of Max Norman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So it was like a shoo-in. When I came
Karen's
in and said,
there.
Can you put this in your Casey's? And she
would you
said,
drop everybody's name?
Yeah, I did. She goes, you know Daryl? Oh, anything for Daryl. And
oh,
you know
goodness.
Max? And yeah, so anyways,
oh,
yeah, I figured like I'm in good standing there. So, all right. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins and Tian Ying Lu.
Correct. Exactly.
Also known as Wing with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you and have a great day and night.